I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We have our weekly international briefing, and today we're checking in with journalists from around the world for reaction to the election of Barack Obama as the next president of the United States. And maybe the best place to begin is in Kenya. It's the birthplace of Obama's father and still home to many members of his extended family. There, the government has officially declared today Obama Day, and the country's been celebrating since news of Obama's win. Joining us now for more about how Kenyans are reacting to Obama's victory is NPR's East Africa correspondent, Gwen Tompkins, who's currently in Nairobi. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. And as we mentioned, Kenya's president, Mwai Kibaki, declared a national holiday. Now, we didn't even get that over here. What's it like there? Did people take off? What are they doing?
They do take off. In Kenya and most parts of East Africa, people work 6 days a week. And so any kind of day off is something that is extremely precious. And so Obama Day is a well-deserved rest for Kenyan people.
What exactly did people do to celebrate?
In Nairobi, in Kibera and other informal settlements, as you know, Kibera is the largest slum in Nairobi, the largest slum in Africa, and the second largest slum in the entire world. And the people there, there are an awful lot of people there who are from Western Kenya, which is where the Obama family hails. And they, were extremely motivated by this campaign and by the election. And so many of them took to the streets, waving American flags, laughing in the streets, demonstrating spontaneously. And the last time there was a spontaneous demonstration coming out of Kibera, this was earlier this year during post-election violence in this country following Kenya's presidential election, which was very hotly disputed, some would say bungled election that led to an awful lot of violence and in fact, the killing of 1,500 people and the displacement of hundreds of thousands more around the country. So to see a group of people rush out into the streets to marvel at a victory, was a very good thing. I think that the people here, although that many of them wept when they saw Obama on television giving his victory speech, I think they were almost as impressed, if not more impressed, McCain's speech, that it happened so quickly, that his concession happened so quickly, that that appeared to have nice things to say about his opponent, and I think that in the end, Kenyans might learn a bit more from that. That it is okay to lose an election and still be viable politically. And that is such an extremely important message here.
What is it that you think folks are celebrating?
First and foremost, they're celebrating the idea that someone with Kenyan blood has become the most important person in the free world. Many people told me Obama is now the president of the world. There's a bumper sticker here that says, Obama, first cousin.
Do you think that there's a sense that an Obama presidency will have some impact, direct impact on the country? Do you think that there's a sense that there's a policy change, relations with Kenya or relations with Africa in general? Or you think it's more of a sense of personal connection and pride?
Well, the people here have varying levels of understanding of what exactly the President of the United States can actually do and how much of an effect that person can have on foreign affairs and on Africa in particular. So some people you talk to, for instance, I talked to a man who said, I'm hoping that Obama can help me open a barbershop. And then there's someone else, actually it was Mr. Obama's sister, Alma, yesterday, who said, we have absolutely no expectations that Barack Obama will be able to do anything for us because he's the president of America. He's not a Kenyan president, and we live in Kenya.
So no day off for you for Obama Day. Sorry, Gwen.
That's true.
NPR's East Africa correspondent Gwen Tompkins joined us on the phone from Nairobi. Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Michelle.